This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Thursday afternoon, July 11th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Hart. A college education may not pave the path of success for everyone. We'll discuss alternate routes in our next segment. But right now, home buyers and sellers are increasingly becoming the target of scams. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jerry Irvine, CIO of Prescient Solutions and member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force in Chicago. Jerry, thank you for joining us today. And the one thing that really jumped out at me when I was in either the home purchasing or mortgage refinancing process is that the financial institution wanted a physical cashier's check to execute the mortgage or the refinancing of that mortgage. They did not want to do electronic transfers, and they had to be sent via certified mail, so there was a paper record. And I was thinking to myself back then, geez, this is really inconvenient, but there's some good logic behind it.
There is, and unfortunately, they changed that. I'm in the home purchasing process right now, and everything is being done with wire transfer. So that really opens up another risk for new home purchasers. You know, these people are out there attacking us with emails, and predominantly there's emails, texts, and phone calls that we have to be worried about, right? Emails, the very first one, it's all being done with what's called business email compromise. Hackers go in and they change their email address so it looks like it's coming from your realtor, your attorney, or your title company, somebody that has something to do with your purchase of your home. And they come in and they want you to make an escrow payment, an additional payment, or change where you're wiring your transfer to. And they do this, and it looks legitimate. People are losing tens of thousands of dollars simply by looking at an email and believing it's real.
And this this is a very common practice. It's just because if you are moving or selling a home, that becomes public record, and all sorts of people will descend on you to try to rip you off. I mean, I remember when I moved into our current home, we had phony contractors coming by saying, like, hey, I'm here to do some work on your new house. It's like, no, you're not. We didn't hire you. And then after, you know, there was we got into a fender bender a couple of months ago, and you're getting all sorts of fake texts from phony insurance companies. You got to keep your head on a swivel if you do something like buy a house.
You really do. And what happens is, as soon as you apply for a loan, it gets out there on all of these credit bureaus, And companies start calling you. Well, hackers start calling you too. Oh, I've got a better interest rate. I can get you a better interest rate. Just give me your Social Security information. Just give me your personally identifiable information. And people do it in hopes to get a lower interest rate, especially today. And now they have you. They've got everything that they need from you just by getting it that way. Now, another issue, right? Well, first off, when you look at those emails, it's generally pretty easy to tell that it's not real because the domain name may be the real estate company or the title company's name. But at the end, there's some third party domain like Google or AOL or Yahoo or something at the end, .com. So it's not really coming from that domain. They've made an email address that looks like the domain, but then it points to another directory. So the thing that you got to understand on any of this is you never trust an email, a text, or a phone call. Make an outbound call yourself. Go to your realtor's office. Go to your mortgage company. Do whatever you've got to do to make sure it's real. But another problem with email is hackers, again, as you mentioned, are finding out that you're buying a home. So they send you these emails with coupons and things to buy, you know, or to do for your home. And when you click on the attachment, it's ransomware. So now they have just locked up your PC, which you're going to need to get all your financial information, and they're going to send you an email saying you got to pay them thousands of dollars in order to get your PC unlocked. This, in many cases, will either slow down your purchase or even derail it altogether, depending on how bad it gets. So don't click on emails that you don't know. Don't open attachments that you don't know, and just make phone calls.
Jerry Irvine, CIO, Prescient Solutions, member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Not everyone is cut out for college, but in the current job market, that's not necessarily a bad thing. We're joined by Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert for the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Michelle, thank you for joining us today. And another theme that we've really emphasized on this program, especially when it comes to finding that first job out of college or finding that first job out of high school, is that the trades can be a lucrative place to start. And it's also a place where you could potentially be in demand just thanks to the fact that a lot of people who are in the skilled trades are retiring.
Absolutely. You know, with a candidate shortage everywhere, whether it's degreed positions or non-degreed positions, experience really does come through as being very important in your career and, you know, building that career and kind of next step. And so we encourage that in any type of role, that you always are out there getting experience in any way, shape, or form.
And then we talk about the cost of college and student loans, and that could make a lot of people think twice about making that commitment. But if you do pursue one of these skilled trades, you do have to go through a licensing and certification process. You do have to go to school, but at the end of the day, the price tag is a lot lower than a four-year institution.
Absolutely. You know, again, depending on the role that you are pursuing, there's always some sort of certifications or trainings that you want to keep up with, you know, to make yourself a professional. And so, yes, you have to sit down and kind of weigh those costs of, you know, this is the career path I want and how much money I can make, but this is the cost to get there versus, you know, this other role, this other position, this other opportunity.
We're talking about careers in the skilled trades with Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert, Robert Half Company in Chicago. Now, we talk about people in the skilled trades being in demand. We're talking above and beyond jumping in and taking the place of somebody who is retiring. You also have a skill that is just in demand all over the place because I myself am very reluctant about taking on electrical or plumbing tasks because I don't want to burn down my home or flood it. I'd rather turn this over to a professional who knows what they're doing. So you are in demand because there will always be electrical issues. There will always be plumbing issues in homes all across America.
That is absolutely true. And really, honestly, when you look at unemployment numbers in all roles, skilled, non-skilled, trade, degreed, non-degreed, whatever it might be, there is a candidate shortage everywhere. And yes, we all need to hire professionals, whether it's for, you know, an electrician or plumbing or accounting or something else. And so whatever it is that you're passionate about, you have the opportunity to pursue, get educated on, and very much get a job in a very high demand job market.
What is the pathway in? We talk about professional certification, but there are union jurisdictions, and there seems to be a pretty prescribed way that you work yourself up inside the skilled trades.
Yeah, I'm not an expert in the skilled trade area, so you know, honestly, I couldn't tell you that. But what I would say is go out and do your research, contact those different organizations, understand what their learning requirements are, what their training work requirements are, what their certification requirements are. And oftentimes they have the ability, just like in degree positions, to do some sort of internship or learning on the job training. Get yourself familiar with that once you really figure out the path you want to pursue. But I know that there are all types of great organizations out there that can help you with that and make sure that you're on the right path.
Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert with the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, dealing with the impact of weather events on vacation rentals and cruises.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Hurricane Beryl has left a trail of damage, power outages, and even death after moving through Texas and points farther north. This has implications for people going on vacation or planning trips to the region. Let's discuss dealing with cancellations, interruptions and other issues with Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief, SheBuysTravel.com, based in Chicago. Cindy, thank you for joining us today. And let's paint the picture. It's January, it's cold, it's dark, and you're on the Airbnb website and you book that vacation home for July in South Texas and you are ready for some vitamin sun. But watch out. Here comes Beryl. What do you do in that situation?
Well, if you've already booked it, you're probably stuck. So I would say the first thing you do is reach out to your host and see what their policy is for refunds. But the reality is that this is about you should be buyer beware. Anytime you're booking any kind of travel, just like buying any other big ticket item that you're going to buy in your life. So if you want to book a vacation rental, you got to read the fine print. And I always reach out to the owners, the landlords before I book to ask a lot of questions. I try to only book places that you can cancel up to a week out and get a full refund because, you know, people who are booking in January for travel in July, my hat's off to you because you're big planners. I don't plan that well. And I often find that things conflict, and I want to know that I have flexibility.
And that's also kind of the downside. If you get a rate on a vacation home rental that may seem unbelievable, the other side of that is there's no takebacks. There's a no cancellation policy.
Well, and there often is. And if you're willing to do that, then go for it. If you're willing to lose the money, or you can buy travel insurance to cover the cost of that vacation. But again, it's a buyer beware thing. You want to be able to, you want to read all the fine print. Nobody ever wants to read their insurance policies. But in this case, it's really important to do that. You want to read it and see what it covers. And another thing to be really aware of is you need to have bought it when you booked. Because if you booked in January and all of a sudden June comes around and you see the storm is starting to brew, you can't suddenly then go and buy travel insurance and say, hey, if this happened to hit during my vacation, I want to be covered. Probably not going to cover you because there's already a reasonable expectation that the hurricane could come and affect your vacation. So the insurance company is not going to cover that.
And then very quickly, let's touch on cruises, because even if there is a storm churning in the Atlantic, or the ship is still leaving. It's just going to go around the storm. So if you had your sights set on one particular port of call, you may not go to that particular port of call based on the weather conditions.
Absolutely. It's the good and the bad of a cruise during hurricane season. Chances are you're going to get a great rate. As long as you don't get seasick, because the seas could be a little rough, but chances are they're going to alter your itinerary. And instead of stopping at one island, you might stop at none and just stay in the sea trying to outrun the storm. Or you might go to a different island that you had no intention of first going to, and you have no recourse. In the fine print of your cruise contract, it will tell you that.
Look, it's, if you go to one Caribbean island or the other, chances are you'll hear the same Bob Marley song over and over again at that beach excursion, and you'll be fine. Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com in Chicago.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. The family of a woman from Chicago missing in the Bahamas makes a plea for help. President Biden is preparing for a solo news conference this evening. In Technology Thursday, how robots are taking on an increased role in the home thanks to advances in AI. And it's been several years since the Chicago City Council approved some mega developments. We'll check in on their progress. WBBM Business. The markets are mixed. The Dow up 50, the NASDAQ down 321, the S&P 500 down 47. 75 degrees right now in Chicago under partly sunny skies, going up to 80 today. It's 12:31. Topping our news at the half hour, family and friends have marked the birthday of 42-year-old Taylor Casey of Chicago several weeks after her disappearance in the Bahamas. This is her mother, Colette Seymour.
When I cry so hard, I have to hold my eyes in, because I feel like every blood vessel is in them is gonna burst and they're gonna pop out of my head.
Casey vanished while at a yoga retreat. Her relatives are now asking the FBI to step in and take over the investigation. President Biden will take questions from reporters this evening, 2 weeks after that debate that set off all sorts of alarm bells in the Democratic Party. CBS's Nancy Cordes has a preview.
All eyes will be on the president later today for that first solo press conference since last November, but he really hasn't had that much time to prep. He's been busy hosting world leaders at the NATO summit here in Washington, D.C. But even as he meets with foreign allies, he is facing new pressure from domestic allies to rethink his decision about staying in the race.
We'll carry that news conference live starting around 5:30 right here on WBBM. It's 12:32 as the Noon Business Hour continues. Markets are mixed. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is J.J. Kinahan, CEO of IG North America, president of Tasty Trade in Chicago. J.J., thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Rob.
And when I saw that consumer price index figure pop at 7:30 this morning, I thought within a matter of seconds that the futures markets and eventually the financial markets would really just take off like a rocket on that news, based on the idea that maybe two interest rate cuts were on the menu for 2024. And then that didn't happen, which just goes to show you that I'm better off asking questions than giving answers.
Well, Rob, you know, as they always say, if we gave you the number beforehand, would you really know what to do with it? And to your point, you weren't completely wrong. If you were short-term trading, when that number came out, you know, futures did rally to start. And then throughout the day, we've continued to go higher. And it's one of those crazy days, as you know, you're reporting, where you have a Dow that's basically unchanged, while at the same time, the S&P 500, you know, is down almost 1% on the day. And so I think one of the reasons being, you know, those big stocks that everybody's been following, the Metas, the Googles, you know, you have a stock like Netflix is down 4% today. So just a lot of the bigger stocks that have rallied so significantly are having a little bit of a tougher time continuing to go. Then you had some earnings today where the stocks aren't getting killed, but they're not performing well, particularly Delta and Pepsi. On the back of that inflation report, the interesting news to me was looking at those particular earnings where you had Delta talking about cutting prices. And if you remember, you know, when we were talking at this time last year, they were raising prices on airline tickets. And you had Pepsi talk about a much more cost-conscious consumer. So we'll have to see if some of this inflationary pressure coming off is just consumer demand starting to weaken.
The CPI report, 3%, the annual 3.1%, the annual inflation rate on a year-over-year basis, and then the consumer price index actually fell by 0.1% last month compared to May, the lowest figures since 2021. And watching the CPI figure fall just a little bit on a month-over-month basis, because I think for the last couple of years the story has been just slowing down the rate of inflation, and even if you hit that 2% target that the Fed's been looking for, you're still talking about vastly elevated prices compared to 2021, but you don't want rapid disinflation. You don't want the event that'll bring you rapid disinflation.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, as Chairman Powell talked about in front of Congress earlier this week, that's a really tight rope to walk, and at the same time, you know, you want to keep the jobs under control. And I know that it's a weird thing to say, that you don't want too many people being hired, but you also don't want to see people losing their jobs. So it's a really tough road to walk overall. But I think one of the other interesting things today is that you haven't really seen volatility increase even on this move that's down almost 1% on the S&P 500. VIX, you know, measuring volatility up just a little bit. But what is interesting, there's always gold bugs, I know, listening to your show, and we see, you know, record highs for gold today. So I usually look to bonds, VIX, and gold for signs of a warning or signs of panic, if you will. We do see bonds up over a point. We see gold up, but the volatility in the market has not followed. So it doesn't look like there's any real signs of panic on this down move today.
Will equities rally on the idea that the soft landing is in sight and we could have some interest rate cuts, you know, potentially two rate cuts this year? Or has that already been priced in and that all the action is going to be in the bond market going forward?
I still think equities can rally, actually, and I'm not a raging bull by any stretch of the imagination. What I still think is going on, Rob, is, you know, based on what I just said about volatility, the path of least resistance still remains to the upside. You don't have people wildly buying as much as, you know, some articles say that. You know, think about, you've been doing this for a long time. Think about the last few big rallies where we had, where you couldn't go to a cocktail party, you couldn't see somebody who wasn't talking about the market. Those are times when it's frothy and, you know, you got to be crazy. You got to be careful. I'm sorry. Right now, there isn't that craze. People are still very cautious with their money. They are, you know, we've seen in our clients' activity things like selling Costco as it continued to run, selling Apple over the last few days as it continued to run. So people are not, I have to own the stock, I have to be in forever. I think it's just the names that they're buying are much more consolidated.
J.J. Kinahan, CEO of IG North America, president of Tasty Trade in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Technology Thursday, domestic robots are advancing as they will make their presence felt in more homes.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
As AI and robotic technology advances, robots are poised to become a mainstay in our lives, becoming as indispensable as smartphones and cars. We welcome in Chris Stegg, Chief Technology Officer, E-Group in Chicago, and author of the new book, Elevate the Enterprise, available on Amazon. Chris, thank you for joining us today. Now, home robotics, especially as a household helper, this is not necessarily new groundbreaking technology. I mean, the Roomba has been a piece of consumer electronics that's been available in the home for nearly 20 years.
That is true, and I think there's a lot of the use cases that are very narrow that are still the most popular ones, and I think some of the trends that we'll talk about today give me some excitement, and I think some upside to the whole use case of many things by one system.
Well, the fastest growing segment of robotics appears to be those cleaning robots. The Roomba the Roomba crawled around so other cleaning robots could run.
Very well said, Rob. I think the market's getting a broader look at what can happen there in the home care field and the home cleaning field. I think the newest ones are cheaper. I've seen ones that are half the price of Roombas, and I've seen those that also do mopping and can handle many more difficult situations. We don't see any Roombas or the like handling multiple floors, of course. So for us in multi-story homes in the city, it's going to be a while before we get one to handle our whole home.
But they do have, outside of robotic vacuum cleaners, you have mops, there are pool cleaners. So those types of robots are already available. But then there is the other field of robotics, which is in the home care space. And this is where it gets really interesting. And this is where it crosses over into science fiction. And you could also run into some ethical dilemmas along the way. And that is robots that take care of the elderly and those leaving alone. And these are not just robots that provide in-home care, but they can provide companionship as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to see a big breakthrough there. You know how easy it is to talk to a generative AI system like a ChatGPT or an Apple Intelligence. That is going to change the game for those kind of companion applications, because instead of real rote or prescriptive responses to an inquiry from a human, these machines and their automated voice systems are going to be much more realistic, much more conversational. It's going to be amazing in that space. Whether or not humans accept that as an acceptable use of replacement of another human is one interesting ethical perspective, as you point out. The one use case that I really like that I've seen is Toyota has an AI and robotics division, and it shows a robot that is controlled remotely by humans that I think can be hugely helpful, which if a person needs help in a pinch, a remotely enabled nurse in a contact center or at a hospital can help someone by rolling the robot over to the person and administering some sort of care. Now, obviously, 911 is a better choice for all in that situations, but you can start to see some innovations coming, not just in the Gen AI space, but in their remote portable and remote care space.
And then very quickly, educational robots, another potential growth field. And that these are robots that would offer interactive learning experiences as children take part in STEM classes.
Yeah, and that's a real easy one, I think, because all you need is a tablet in that case. The more human-like or friendly the robot looks, there's certainly some use cases and small children that prefer that format. But that's another use case where generative AI is just going to take off, because it's a conversation. You can cultivate the needs of the child based on the kinds of questions they're asking. You can ask it, do you understand? And it will then pivot if you don't or if you do. So yeah, great cases there as well.
Chris Stegg, Chief Technology Officer with the E-Group in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Join us at this time tomorrow for Entrepreneur Friday. And still to come, the latest on three major developments in neighborhoods across Chicago.
Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Over the past 5 years, the Chicago City Council has signed off on three major development proposals. Let's get an update on Lincoln Yards, the Bronzeville Lakefront, and the 78 from Rachel Herzog, reporter Crane Chicago Business. Rachel, thank you for joining us today. And let's begin with the 78, because all year long, we've been talking about that as a potential new home for the White Sox. And not much has really happened with that proposal since then. So where are we at on the 78?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Like you said, this is, you know, the only mega project where a professional sports team is really pushing to go in. But other than that, they've really just done, you know, infrastructure work, the Wells-Wentworth connector. They're still working on an agreement to move the metro tracks, but they are looking to break ground on the Discovery Partners Institute probably in the next few months. So the research and education hub there.
And then when it comes to the Lincoln Yards development, the old Finkel Steel property in the Lincoln Park neighborhood, a lot of signage, a lot of ambitious plans, a lot of proposals that were designed to allay concerns from neighbors and affordable housing advocates. But still, that land is largely empty.
Yeah, I mean, this is a project that really stalled under the previous administration. There's been, you know, kind of some back and forth between the company and the previous mayor. But yeah, what's really happening now is Sterling Bay is trying to lock in a new financing partner. They've got, you know, their two main equity partners are looking for an exit. And, you know, it's really, really heavy lift to get big real estate projects like this one funded in the current interest rate environment.
Well, let's talk about the next one. And that is the Michael Reese Hospital site on the near south side where, Rachel, on Earth 2, that would have been the Olympic Village for the 2016 Olympics, had the Olympic Committee selected Chicago 15 years ago. But there have been numerous proposals since then to turn that hospital site into something. And what's the latest on the Near South Side project?
Yeah, this is a really interesting site. Like you said, the city bought it. And then, you know, after losing the Olympic bid, they selected this team of developers to build it. You know, make it into this big mixed-use campus. The latest here is that they're still working on infrastructure work. They're still probably a year out from any vertical development. The first wave of vertical development that we'll see is probably going to be apartments, housing, senior housing with ground floor retail. A big part of this project is a health innovation hub anchored by Sheba Medical Center, but that'll probably come a little bit after that, just because the demand for housing is a bit stronger right now.
Is it the elevated interest rate environment? Is that the through line between all of these projects, the reason why they are in different degrees of stalled?
I think so. I think that is a big thing just with, you know, getting the funding in place to start infrastructure work. Lincoln Yards in the 78, you know, these are very complicated deals. They have TIF funding, which are big public financing proposals. With Sterling Bay, there was, you know, a bond financing proposal that was, you know, the CEO blamed Mayor Lori Lightfoot's administration for being slow to approve it. They disputed that. There's kind of a lot of different threads there. But yeah, that is a big thread.
Rachel Herzog, reporter, Crane Chicago Business, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.